This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to the second day of September. How about that? 2025, and you look outside and you go, well, it's just, it's trying to be fall in some weird way. We're not going to hit 100 at all this week from what
Amen.
The weather guys
wow.
are saying.
Let's go.
Little baby bit of monsoony over east side right now, getting it some. Everybody,
nice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I thought it might be hot today, though. When I walked outside, it was like oddly hot for as early as it is. So I was like, okay, what is this?
It's also oddly dark. I'll take it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my God, isn't that the thing? The dark? All of a sudden.
Yeah, you can't
it's
see
like,
nothing
what happened?
Outside. Uh-huh. Not even the lights of the new Costco.
Yeah,
can't
yeah,
see
yeah.
It. Too dark.
Wild.
True.
So crazy. But here we are. Anybody wake up this morning and go, God, you know, just one more day, maybe. Just one
yes.
more.
Yes.
If you could give me just a little.
Yeah, I felt that last night.
Apparently, that this week, for a lot of companies, I don't know why they all decided now, but apparently a lot of companies are using this week to serve as a test that a four-day work week is just as productive, and that you may see a bunch of that going into Q4. That a lot of
nice.
Q4. That's what the corporate people say. Q4 into the fourth quarter of the year for Q4.
Yeah, biz talk.
Yeah, it was a weird thing that I saw this morning. I'm like, really? Everybody got together and decided that ain't happening for us. Don't ever get that crazy idea. That ain't never happening. For
stop
us.
It! Don't kill it for
no,
us.
No.
Well, I like that they're trying to do. I like that they're trying to do research, and I also would like to shout out to my son's school, which less than a month in, they're like, yeah, in teacher day where the kids can stay home, we're gonna take the day off.
Stop.
We're gonna get that extra day. Salute to
and
them.
And that all. Just that ruins that throws your life into a tailspin, doesn't it?
Yeah. Babysitter already? We're 3 weeks into
yeah.
the school year. What's going on? You guys need a break
come
already?
Are we having a handout cash?
We just
What'd you say?
I said we never really know what it's for. Because same with my niece and nephew. It's just like the teacher said so. We're like, well, what are you guys doing?
And they have different names for this stuff.
Yeah. It's not like it's one like, collective idea.
teacher in service day. And then whatever, man, don't make me go. I'm not going to do it. I'm not running down that rabbit hole right now at 6:04 in the morning. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right over here. And I'm going to push this button right here because let's play high low. I want to go to Disneyland. Ooh. I am nodding. Usually, you know, I've got my game straight on things of this nature. We may have to make a group decision right now. The high number, as you know it, Michaela, she's making face. She's making face. Okay, you and I will work through this together. Okay. The high number is
045.
Is that what you have, Adrian? I have 045, so that's good.
I can confirm that is the high number.
Okay, good. So we all have 045. I was just a little nervous yesterday afternoon because I come in. I actually try to prepare for this show and, you know, have some things in order. So yesterday afternoon, I'm in here and I'm like, it was... And I keep like detailed notes. The one thing I don't do is I don't write down like what time it happened. You know what time the guest was. You know what? Because that would be obsessive. That would be a little much.
That's what I'm here for. I got you down, brother.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
What a guy.
So, the pick history. This will be pick number 3 in this round. Yeah.
This is pick.
All the stats you need.
Hey. Pick number. Good job. 3.
Yeah. Oh, this is pick
this
number
upcoming
3.
One. Yes.
This is pick. Yes. Okay. I got, because I'm like, wait a minute. I only see 2. What did I miss? See, I don't keep that. The only thing I don't do is I don't put the time. I don't put the day in the time. Or you keep the rest of it. So 045 on the high end. On the low end is
001.
So we're still there. All right. 702-364-9898. Let's play High Low. I want to go to Disneyland. Why not?
Why not?
Simple. Welcome back from Labor Day weekend, everybody. Be careful. Give yourself some extra time to work today because the monsoony. And let's send you to Disneyland. Let's go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
This is totally one of those days where you come back from a couple days off and you go, how do I do this again? I'm not exactly sure. Oh, first I hit this button.
98.5
KLUC.
Then I ask Adrian, who's on the phone.
That'll be Lizzie Branton from the Chills.
From the Chills. Life is good in Centennial Hills in the Chills. Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Did you have a good weekend?
Awesome weekend. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Fantastical. We'll get a little more in depth with the first pick in just a moment. So here's our deal right now. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when we used to, you know, do it one to, I don't know, with the high end started at like a million, whatever, zero. Oh, it used to start at 985. So there'd be a much wider, you know, we'd get down to now where it's a 1 in 43 shot. And we'd go, woo, we're close.
That's crazy.
But the way we play now, you know, where it starts at 050, this seems a little further away. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Michaela, the high number is?
045.
And the low number is?
001.
So, Lizzie Branton of Centennial Hills, what is that number that's going to get you 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney?
Okay. Let's try... 023.
Did you come in with a plan or did you just make that up on the spot?
On the spot, definitely.
Yeah, okay. It felt that way. It had that feel to it. But I kind of dig that because sometimes that's the best way. 023, final answer?
Yes.
Is it the Michael Jordan?
Nope. Too low.
Oh. On the other side of it. Too low.
All good.
Sure
it is. It doesn't hurt you none. It's not like we're saying you got to pay for somebody else to go, you know, or anything like that. We just shake hands, we walk away friends, and we try again coming up at 7.
Definitely.
All right.
Have a great day. Guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you. We'll do this again at 7. First pick coming up next in just a minute. I have forgotten what the prize is today, but I know that we have one. I don't want to speculate, but give me a second to get my game straight, because it was the one thing that I didn't have here in front of me. We do have a prize. We do want to know what the absolute best part of your weekend was. So put 702-364-9898 in your phone and get ready to hit send right after this. Was it on Saturday when I just sat on my butt watching football all freaking day?
Nice.
Which was amazing. Oh my God, was that. Was it Sunday when my cousin showed up out of nowhere? They called. They said, we're coming. We want to spend the day. And it was great. It was fantastic.
Oh.
No. Yesterday, I was up at the farm. And we cleaned out my dad's truck. And I'm telling you, that truck is happier. I'm telling you. And it was the only thing. We've made a lot of renovations to the farm. We've done a lot of different things up there where I grew up, and it was my dad's place, you know? And we've done a lot of different stuff. It's sentimental, but it's not emotional. Cleaning out dad's truck. Yesterday, he's got a 66 Chevy truck and it's rusted through. I don't know if we can save it, but we're going to try. And it was emotional. It was,
but once
it was done, it's gross, but we got it. He literally had it just piled up with junk. And there's 40. How long ago was 1966? There's dirt in there, I'm sure, from the day he bought it. You know, that was the work truck. That was everybody in town. So our vision, I'm hoping, here's what I'm hoping to do. I want to get the Counting Cars guys, you know, Danny Coker and those guys.
Yeah.
I want to get them involved, and I want to restore this thing. And I want to put my dad's name on the license plate.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
I want to run it in the little parade. But I don't know.
Cute.
I don't know if there's enough left of this thing to save. So it may become a planter. It may become yard art, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Adrian, who's on the phone, man?
That'll be Andrea Sanchez from a city that I didn't ask her. What part of town?
But you know what? As I recall, is she not one of our 5-time champions on that was Andrea Cano.
Yeah.
That's who that was. So what part of town are you from, Andrea?
The east side.
From the east side, the city where the sun don't set. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Sleeping in on Monday morning.
What'd she
say? Isn't that the truth? Sleeping in on Monday.
Yes.
Sleeping in yesterday.
In on Monday. Yes.
On a Monday.
I'm such an idiot. My alarm was still set. My alarm is still set for Monday. But it took as long as it took for me to shut that thing off and go back to sleep. That's how long it took for me to shut that thing off and go back to sleep. You know, it was not difficult. Have fun at Playboy Cardi.
Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Michaela, this is such a great story, Adrian. Michaela, tell the story. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Wait, which story? On Saturday night?
Well, the one that you sent me in the email.
No, I sent you like 10 stories.
But which you said one? It said, okay, let me read.
Yeah, tell me.
And let me read.
It says, from. Nice.
My favorite part of the weekend was a text I received from my new pal, Tessie.
Yes.
Is this the one that came and saw you at Marsha First?
Yes.
And you guys are bawling, you're crying. Tell that story again, will you please?
Yes. However it happened, I was talking about how great Marsha First is. Sign up, it can change your life. And a woman had listened to that commercial. She was really just down and out. She heard the commercial. She decided to sign up for Marsha First School of Nursing.
You're doing the live thing while you're at Marsha First. You're like, come and see me. Get signed up.
Yes.
She goes, I'll do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it. And for whatever reason, she just thought that we were pals, which of course, you know, we are, but I hadn't met her yet.
Duh.
So she came to see me. She told me the story. We were bawling. She's just a, she's a mom trying to raise her kids, trying to change her life. And so she signed up. And so I said, well, keep in touch with me. Let me know. So she sent me a text and she said, okay, September 3rd is my first day. I just want to thank you so much. My husband got me a new laptop. We weren't sure we were going to be able to do this, but thank you so much for being a friend to me. And it was just
She starts school tomorrow. You're changing lives out here, Michaela Gordon.
Yeah, well,
she's making a difference.
Yeah, but she really changed her life too. Like, good for that mama.
Hell yeah, yeah, but still, that's cool.
Yeah,
because sometimes those things are like, oh, I've got to go do the thing, and I have so many other things to do.
Yeah,
and it really, and it's important. You're doing the Lord's work out here, Michaela Gordon. Nice job.
Thanks,
Adrian. Yes, one more time for Tessie starting school tomorrow. Hell yeah, give it up. Hey, Adrian, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I got to follow up the life-changing events going on in Michaela's life.
Sure do.
Saturday morning, I didn't realize I would get as emotional as I did. You just mentioned the start of college football and the season starting. Well, legendary college football play-by-play analyst. He's been doing it for decades. It was his final broadcast. For my son to be watching it with me and realizing that I've been watching him my entire life, and then my son gets to see him one final time. Plus, Michaela, he's been doing it for decades. His first one, the first show, was at Ohio State. This final game was at Ohio State. There was 105,000 people, the marching band, the presentation, all the other networks that were showing games. Everyone played this moment, which doesn't happen in TV. And I started crying. I didn't think I would get that emotional.
Me too.
But it was a beautiful
thing. All the big tough guys. So I cried twice this weekend.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Welcome. It's 7:03 on the second day of September. We're into the burr months. All of a sudden, is that a new thing? Have we been doing that in years past? Hey, it's the burr months.
No, I've never heard of it, but I love it.
Me neither. It showed up yesterday because on September 1st. So we're into the burr month, the B-E-R month, the burr month. September, October, November, and December.
Love
Yay.
It. Tracks. Makes sense.
It does. You're not as into it as you might be, Adrian.
No, shout out to Gucci Man. Burr, I'm with it. We'll make it work.
Wow, that's okay. That's a reference, people. That's a reference. That's good. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. We should let you know Danica Nazar of Aliante is attempting to become our 26th ever five-time champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown in just a moment. We'll play for Chelsea Handler tickets. We got business to handle first. 1 in 21 shot at high low. I want to go to Disneyland. This is game number 5. By next Friday, we're hoping to have 14 of these given away, right? Isn't it 14 of them, Michaela?
So, yeah.
So mm-hmm. yeah, we gotta get look, come on, people. Start guessing stuff.
Yeah. Go to Disneyland.
Next week will be chaos. Just don't even kid yourself. So for 4 2-day one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, 1 in 21 shot. High number is
045.
And the low number is
023.
Can confirm. Somewhere in there are your tickets. And then once this is all over, after we get our 14 winners, then we're going to swap somebody out for a grand prize of a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, and it's really funny. That's how they're branding it now, Disneyland Resort, which is the whole thing.
Because
mm-hmm. somebody asked me, they go, well, does it include Disney's California Adventure? Yes, it does. Because that's what it's the whole thing.
I'll have fun.
It's the whole deal. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 right now. Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who you got on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Trisha Moreno. From East Vegas.
From the east side? Or was that are we creating a new a brand new thing from East? Are you Trisha, are you new to town?
No, I've been here my entire life.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Nice, mama.
And you're calling it East Vegas, not the East Side?
East Vegas, East Side, whatever people refer to it as.
Okay. All right. I'm just, if you've been here all your life, listen, there's a few people I'd argue with.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be one of them.
Not Trisha.
Trisha, don't play that.
Maybe.
Trisha, don't play none of it. Yeah, I'm going to hit this button.
98.5. KLQC.
So, Trisha M. From East Vegas, the East Side. Whatever you want to call it. Your high number is
045.
Your low number is
023.
Kind of starting to dial it in a little bit here. A 1 in 21 shot. What feels right to you?
I'm going to go with 031.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. How certain are you? Do you sound like about 60% certain?
Not about 60% certain.
Okay. All right. See? We're in sync right now. We're locked in. 031 is her guess.
Nope. Too low. Oh.
Now we're creeping up on the other end. So we'll knock a few more off. Looks like a 1 in 13 shot to me. And we'll play again coming up at 8 o'clock, all right?
Sounds good.
Good job, right, Trisha. Good.
If we don't talk, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Did you find her?
There she is.
Yes!
Did you get her? Did you get her? Oh.
I am found.
Hello, Queen.
Danica, we were... it was so, oh, we had this problem last week, too, didn't we? We had a where we had you, but we couldn't hear you problem, didn't we? I forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, you're just like, look. Today, you're just like, I'm busy, all right? Listen, I got stuff to do. we get it. We'll make short work out of this. Danica Nazar from Aliante, trying to become our 26th five-time champion. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That will be Victor Jimenez from the North Side.
Is it Victor?
Victor, yeah. What part of town again?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he put me through. Yeah, my name's Victor.
What part of town, brother?
We've established that, my friend. What part of town are you from?
I'm from Old Vegas.
Yeah, what part?
Not sure. I'm all over the place right now.
Love it.
See, that's why I didn't know.
I like you, Victor. You fun. I like.
One day I'm on the west side, one day I'm on the north side.
I hear you.
Good for
Victor's,
you.
Victor's like playing a game. It's a game show within a game show.
Yes.
Victor, I like that. I like this.
Four things going on.
I hear you, man.
You pay rent, though.
I hear you. All right. Well, listen, here's how it works. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so that we can hear you. But don't answer until we call on you, because while you may think that you got in first, chances are that you may not have. And I'm telling you, Danica is seriously fast. Your quizmaster is the commissioner, Michaela Gordon. What, Danica, one more time, Danica, why do we call her the commissioner?
Na 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 Batman.
Because her last name is Gordon. The one, the only Michaela Gordon.
Which girl group reunited at the Jonas Brothers concert without Camila Cabello this weekend?
Victor. Can I get a repeat?
No. You buzzed in, bro. So, you got to answer.
So I believe it was Demi Lovato.
No, it was not.
Crap!
It was not. No, you don't get a second guess, Victor. You guessed once, okay. And that's it. Danica, do you have an answer?
Fifth Harmony?
Was it Fifth Harmony? And the champion goes up one zip. Last week, Demi Lovato showed up at a Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah.
This week, Fifth Harmony was there. Champ won. Victor, not yet.
Taylor Swift's new album has already broken Spotify records, and it's not even out yet. What's the name of this unreleased album?
Danica. Life of a Showgirl?
Oh, yeah, Life of a Showgirl. Yeah. For a minute, I went blank. I couldn't. I was like, that's hard. Danica goes up to zip.
The song Blinding Lights is the first song to hit 5 billion streams on Spotify. Who is the artist of this song?
Victor. The Weeknd?
Is it The Weeknd? And Victor is on the board. It's 2-1.
Way to go, Victor. Travis. Travis and Jason Kelce are opening a restaurant and will have themed cocktails made after the newest member of the Kelce clan. What's her name?
I had Danica just by a sliver. Adrian?
I have Victor. I'm shenanigans today.
I think that was Victor that said it first.
I agree with him.
Okay, you know what? Trust me, I don't know. Yeah, Victor, take a swing at it.
Is it Taylor Swift?
Are we talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and it's tied. We're tied at two. Danica, we'll go back and check later. Just if things go sideways for you, we'll go back and check in a minute on that one. Mark that. We'll check that in a minute. Wow, tied at two. Good job, Victor.
That's right. This iconic movie has officially entered the sphere and will be playing for the next month, where fans can meet Toto and the rest of the gang on the big screen.
Victor. Danica, Danica, Danica.
Victor for the win.
No way.
Yes way. No, that one was a lot clearer. Victor for the win.
The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz, game over. Oh, new champion. That's what we said. What?
Danica.
Danica and
all nomadic Victor.
Oh in my all God, she said nomadic Victor.
The nomadic Victor. The Victor. Oh, my God, tomorrow. So from now on, it's Victor from Parts Unknown.
Yes.
From Parts Unknown.
He's a mystery man, baby.
Old school wrestling parlance. Okay, Danica, to be fair, we're going to go back and double check on both of those. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, we love you, girl.
Hey, hell of a run, no matter how it turns out.
Right?
Yeah,
great Danica. Job, Danica.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Well, we may talk in a couple of minutes, or we may never speak again. That'll be up to you, really. It'll be up to you whether we talk or not. Meantime, brand new champion, Victor Jimenez from Parts Unknown.
We're gonna
have to nail down an address for you because we need to have some information for your Chelsea Handler tickets. But I'm gonna leave you to deal with that with Adrian because yeah, I don't.
All right, it sounds good to me.
Good job, dude.
And then we may talk to you tomorrow or we may not. Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I can't always keep up with this stuff, Michaela. I gotta come to you. Are the boo-boos all already on the way out?
Dude, I don't know because I haven't been seeing them as much. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yes, they are. But I saw a post that said the boo-boos are out. Beanie Babies are back in. And then my 10-year-old heart literally exploded to death.
Sure.
And I couldn't handle it. But I don't
know. Wouldn't that be funny after all these people got rid of all those Beanie Babies because they weren't worth nothing? And then all of a sudden there's a resurgence because they're rare?
Dude, I had so many. Me and my grandma would go to the Meadows Mall. She'd buy me a new one if I knew how much money they'd be worth now. Oh, God. God, I'd be rich. But I don't know about the boo-boos.
Google searches for Labubus peaked in June, held steady until July, and then tanked in August.
Dang.
Just tanked. Did you ever jump on? and I guess they call them trends for a reason because they don't stick around. They're a trend.
Yeah.
But were you ever into Fisherman Core?
No, I wasn't.
The lobster sweaters?
Yeah, the lobster slippers, sweaters, little gloves. Not for me.
Apparently, it didn't make it through the summer. Yeah. That's what they were saying. Yeah. Didn't even make it into summer.
I could see that.
Tell me what a bubble skirt is. I suppose I could look it up on my own and figure it out. But do you know what a bubble skirt is?
Oh, if it's what I'm thinking, it's cute. It literally looks like a little bubble on your around you in a little skirt. It's like poofed out, and it I don't know if it has pleats. Some might, but it literally just looks like a little bubble around your waist. They're really cute. They're just not so flattering. Well,
bubble skirt. They keep coming back. First in the 50s, then in the 80s, then in the early 2000s. April and May became a big deal. Elle and Vogue both said the bubble skirts were back.
Yeah, they kind of look like tennis skirts, but they're... Yes, exactly. They're like tennis skirts, but like if you were to blow into the pleats and make like a bubble, that's what they look like.
Looks, but it looks... I see what you're saying about tennis skirt, because then if I scroll
right, like if the tennis skirt was inflated, that's what a bubble skirt is.
And then some of them look like if you combine one of those old hair dillies with a diaper.
Oh, yeah, like a bonnet and a diaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beaded bags, was that a thing?
Yeah, I guess they're back in.
And apparently, and then they're back out.
Okay, yeah, I missed that trend this year.
They peaked in June after InStyle ran a headline saying that you'd find the trend in every cool girl's closet, but now they're gone. They also looked at some forgotten trends from the past few years. Whipped coffee was big in 2020. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Unwhipped everything. Remember there was
everything.
Whipped vodka? Stuff like that? Burrito tacos were the big one in 2021.
Oh,
I will still eat the you-know-what mm-hmm. out of burrito tacos.
Same.
Barbie pink 2023. Obvious reasons. And the mob wife look was big for a minute last year, but all gone.
Yeah, just
Just like Labubus.
Yep. Listen, the trends go fast now. Like when I was growing up, we didn't have like the internet the way we do now. So you just had to stick with it for a year. Now they're like, month, it's out. Bring in the new trend.
Listen to how you're talking right now. Who'd have ever believed that Michaela Gordon would be going, back when I was younger.
I know.
We didn't have the internet.
It's true, dude. The millennials. We just went to the mall to hang out.
Yeah, we went to Meadows Mall.
I know. Us millennials are like, what?
We went to Spencer's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
True.
Say what you just, I don't know why you typed that to me. You say it out, say it with your mouth.
This weekend I was at Pop Mart, which is the store where I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was driving through downtown Summerlin and the Pop Mart line was down the block. So, and this was around
very
noon.
In then.
So, I mean, I still think they're popping.
Was it for the Labubus?
Assuming so, because Pop Mart, they have other things, but basically why they've come to prominence and they built that store in downtown Summerlin is because of Labubus.
Sure.
So I'm assuming that's why.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out this week. I'll be at Town Square this week. I'll go in and see what's happening.
What's that old saying? You can only believe half of what believe none of what you read and half of what you see or something like that. I don't know what that is. Oh, are you doing movies? Are you bringing back movies at the square?
Yes, I am.
Is that what you're doing for the little Friday night thing? I figured once we pass Labor Day and it starts to cool down
a
little bit.
Right.
Yeah,
they're showing Moana 2, so we'll have some fun and I'll stop by and see if the Labubus are in.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 in 13 shot. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland coming up in just a minute. Plus, is this dude embarrassed to be seen with me? He gives all the indications of, it's weird. And he's going to talk to him. She's already done that. Maybe you just need to make the first move. She's already done that. Is it just time to pull the plug? We'll get to that on Relationship Rehab in just a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KONUC.
I can't always keep up with this stuff, Michaela. I gotta come to you. Are Labubus already on the way out?
Dude, I don't know because I haven't been seeing them as much. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yes, they are. But I saw a post that said Labubus are out. Beanie Babies are back in. And then my 10-year-old heart literally exploded to death.
Sure.
And couldn't handle it. But I don't
know. Wouldn't that be funny after all these people got rid of all those Beanie Babies because they weren't worth nothing? And then all of a sudden there's a resurgence because they're rare.
Dude, I had so many. Me and my grandma would go to the Meadows Mall. She'd buy me a new one if I knew how much money they'd be worth now. Oh, God. God, I'd be rich. But I don't know about Labubus.
Google searches for Labubus peaked in June, held steady until July, and then tanked in August.
Dang.
Just tanked. Did you ever jump on? and I guess they call them trends for a reason because they don't stick around. They're a trend.
Yeah.
But were you ever into Fisherman Corps?
No, I wasn't.
The lobster sweaters?
Yeah, the lobster slippers, sweaters, little gloves. Not for me.
Apparently, it didn't make it through the summer.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. Yeah. It didn't make or didn't even make it into summer.
I could see that.
Tell me what a bubble skirt is. I suppose I could look it up on my own and figure it out. But do you know what a bubble skirt is?
Oh, if it's what I'm thinking, it's cute. It literally looks like a little bubble on your around you in a little skirt. It's like poofed out, and it I don't know if it has pleats. Some might, but it literally just looks like a little bubble around your waist. They're really cute. They're just not so flattering. Oh.
Bubble skirt, they keep coming back. First in the 50s, then in the 80s, then in the early 2000s. April and May became a big deal. Elle and Vogue both said that bubble skirts were back.
Yeah, they kind of look like tennis skirts, but they're... Yes, exactly. They're like tennis skirts, but like if you were to blow into the pleats and make like a bubble, that's what they look like.
Looks... Yeah, but it looks... I see what you're saying about tennis skirt, because then if I scroll
right, like if the tennis skirt was inflated, that's what a bubble skirt is.
And then some of them look like if you combine one of those old hair dillies with a diaper.
Like a bonnet and a diaper.
Beaded bags, was that a thing?
I guess they're back in.
No, apparently, and then they're back out.
Okay, yeah, I missed that trend this year.
They peaked in June after InStyle ran a headline saying that you'd find the trend in every cool girl's closet, but now they're gone. They also looked at some forgotten trends from the past few years. Whipped coffee was big in 2020. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Unwhipped everything. Remember there was whipped vodka? Stuff like that? Birria tacos were the big one in 2021. Oh, will still eat the you-know-what out of birria tacos.
Same.
Barbie pink 2023. Obvious reasons. And the mob wife look was big for a minute last year, but all gone. Just like Labubus.
Yep. Listen, the trends go fast now. Like when I was growing up, we didn't have like the internet the way we do now. So you just had to stick with it for a year. Now they're like, month, it's out. Bring in the new trend.
Listen to how you're talking right now. Who'd have ever believed that Michaela Gordon would be going, back when I was younger.
I know.
We didn't have the internet.
It's true, dude. The millennials. We just went to the mall to hang out.
Yeah, we went to Meadows Mall.
I know. Us millennials are like, what?
We went to Spencer's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Say what you just... I don't know why you typed that to me. You say it out. Say it with your mouth.
This weekend, I was at Pop Mart, which is the store where you... I wasn't there. Yeah. I was driving through downtown Summerlin, and the Pop Mart line was down the block. So, and this was around
they're very
noon.
In then.
So, I mean, I still think they're popping.
Was it for the Labubus?
Assuming so, because Pop Mart, they have other things, but basically why they've come to prominence and they built that store in downtown Summerlin is because of Labubus. So I'm assuming that's why.
Okay. I'll check it out this week. I'll be at Town Square this week. I'll go in and see what's happening.
What's that old saying? You can only believe half of what believe none of what you read and half of what you see or something like that. I don't know what that is. Oh, are you doing movies? Are you bringing back movies at the Square?
Yes, I am.
Is that what you're doing for the little Friday night thing? I figured once we pass Labor Day and it starts to cool down
a
little bit.
Right. They're showing Moana 2, so we'll have some fun and I'll stop by and see if the Labubus are in.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 in 13 shot. High, low. I want to go to Disneyland coming up in just a minute. Plus... is this dude embarrassed to be seen with me? He gives all the indications of, it's weird. And he's going to talk to him. She's already done that. Maybe you just need to make the first move. She's already done that. Is it just time to pull the plug? We'll get to that on Relationship Rehab in just a minute.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hello, want to go to Disneyland? 1 in 13 shot. Who's playing this time, Adrian?
Samantha Malloy from Galleria.
What up, Sammy?
Hey.
Hello.
Samantha.
Hi.
I'm not lying. We've had some gremlins coming back out of the long weekend today. And I just, for half a second, I thought, she's not there, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Samantha, you have a good weekend?
I'm here. Yes,
you are.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Yay, good, Mama.
Give us one thing. What was the highlight?
actually started riding a bicycle for the first time in 20 years.
Love that.
Oh my gosh, that's fun.
I swear to you, on the list of things to do, the Chet Buchanan Show makes dreams come true. And we get people who've never, I never learned how to swim. And you learn to swim. I never learned to ride a bike. And we teach you how to ride a bike. We get, and we do it, and we get a big sponsor, and we do this thing. We do this segment like once a week on Wednesdays. And we, and I'm dying to do it. One day we'll make it happen. You know what though? First,
98.5 KLQC.
So Samantha Malloy of Galleria, your high number is
045.
We're still there, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Samantha Malloy of Galleria, your low number is
031.
By my calculations, it's a 1 in 13 shot. Have you come in with a plan, or are you making this up just as we go?
I'm just guessing. Yeah.
Love it. I love that. I really do. Where it's like, yeah, I don't really know. Okay, yeah, well. Okay, so given the information, somewhere between 045 on the high end and 031 on the low end, what you going to guess?
037?
Somehow I knew. In my brain, I knew. I wish I would have wrote it down so
no
I could
way.
I was like, she's going to guess 037 because you're going to go somewhere in the middle. 037, final answer?
You're scaring me. Yes.
No. There was no. That was literally just in my brain. I went, she's gonna guess 037. You guessed 037, and here we go. Final answer.
Yes.
Let's do it then.
Nope. Too low.
Again.
Too low again.
Sammy girl.
1, 2, 3 times in a row, too low. Yep.
That's okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much for making the effort. Well, you know, we could meet back here at 9 o'clock and try again if you really wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we'll give it a shot. We'll see you then. Yeah, so 037 as 8 is 45. So 1 in 7 shot.
Oof.
1 in 7 coming up at 9 o'clock. Relationship rehab coming up next. Is this guy embarrassed to be with me? When we're alone, everything's great. In public, yeesh. We'll tell you the story next.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh my goodness, Relationship Rehab as a sponsor. As a sponsor today. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go. Am I the only one excited about that? I'm sorry. Relationship Rehab as a sponsor. San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M Resort. And we got tickets to give to you as well. In fact, I'm going to keep those. I'm going to keep San Gennaro. So if you're in the market for four single day general admission tickets to San Gennaro Feast at the M Resort, we're going to put those right in this spot every day, all week long. If you're in the market for those, because they are a proud sponsor of Relationship Rehab, we're very excited about that. I love this bit. This bit's been a highlight bit for us for quite a while. And now somebody has said, I'd like to put some money behind that.
Yeah, good.
Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited. Carla in Summerlin says, my boyfriend is incredibly affectionate when we're alone.
Mm-mm.
In front of his friends, it's totally different. It's a different story. For example, we went out with a bunch of his friends to that baseball game the other night. And I'm assuming she's talking about when the Summerlin South Little Leaguers, when they had the parade.
Oh, sure.
I'm assuming that's what it was because it came in late last week. We went with a bunch of his friends to that baseball game the other night. And not only would he not hug or kiss me, he barely even acknowledged me. He like held my hand once as we were going in, and that was it. I don't want to make him uncomfortable in front of his friends. You know what's funny? I had my head down looking at the email. Mm-hmm. And just I could sense you. And I heard you.
I know, I try not to give it away.
No, it's good. It's good. I don't want to make him uncomfortable in front of his friends. But I don't want to feel like I'm not wanted whenever we hang with them. What do I do? Don't tell me to talk to him or be the one to make the first move. I've done all that. Is this what I'm stuck with? Are some guys just this way? Or is this a way to draw him out of his shell? Adrian, are you an affectionate guy in public?
Depends. I can
PDA
be.
PDA guy?
Yeah.
Okay. It was funny. I thought of you immediately when I saw this as maybe not, but I couldn't put my finger on it why I felt that way. You know, I go, okay, well, you feel this way. Why do you feel this way? And I couldn't put my finger on it. And then I thought, yeah, that might be, you'd be like, eh, it's gross. You know,
no, it depends. It depends, but I don't shy away from it.
Yeah, me neither. I don't care.
Yeah, are you a public affection guy?
Yeah, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not making out.
After toy drive? Oh my God, it's hot.
We don't, we're not make out in public people.
Yeah, but yeah, respectful.
But I love me. Yeah, we're respectful to those around
for
us.
For sure.
We're not doing it so you'll look at us. We do it for each other.
Just natural affection that you do. Mm-hmm, I love that.
Yes. You, PDA girl? Yeah. I don't even have to ask. We know. Mm-hmm. Just take one look.
I'm just an affectionate human. So.
True.
With Lisa, I'm like, get over here. But she's affectionate right back. So we kind of addressed that right in the beginning. So we knew what we were both in for. So,
but it's but it's respectful.
Oh yeah. No, we're not being weird, but like, I just like to hold her hands.
I've been batting this around in my head. And what's the rule? If it's in your head and you're thinking it, you should probably say it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. No tongues. But I mean, other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah, no tongues, no groping, no tongues.
Mm-hmm,
other than that, everything else is fair game. 702-364-9898. What does Carla do with this boy, this man that just won't show it in public? And I thought it was very interesting too that she said right up front, my boyfriend is incredibly affectionate when we're alone, but in front of his friends, different story. Gosh, this might be sometimes we look for a ruling or a judgment. This might be more of an advice segment.
Yeah, okay.
Of relationship rehab. Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M Resort. That's a good spot.
Oh, yeah. Love
before
you.
Before I would have said it's too far out. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be, you know, back in the day, I would have said, that's a long way to go for that. Now, because town's gotten so big that it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just great. It makes a lot of sense. And free tickets for you. Who's getting those tickets, Adrian?
That'll be Steve Wanta.
Our buddy Steve Wanta. What's going on, dude?
What's going on? How you doing this morning?
We're doing great. Well, let me reset this. Carla and Summerlin, her boyfriend's incredibly affectionate when they're alone. In front of his friends, different story. They went to the baseball game the other night. Not only would he not hug or kiss her, he barely acknowledged her. He like held her hand once as they were going in. That was pretty much it. She didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable, but she's feeling kind of not wanted whenever they hang out with his friends. She's done the first move. She's talked to him about it. She's expressed her wishes. You say she's done all she can and get out.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be with someone you want to be with. If I understand some people might not be affectionate, but if you're not that person that you want to be with them, then you can find somebody else. I mean,
yeah.
Michaela, you feel the same way?
Yeah, I totally do. I think it's not a big deal. Like, I whether or not he's into her or not, she's not getting what she wants, and so break it off.
I don't know why this hurts me. I don't know why I'm fighting for it. I hear what you're saying. I worry that this guy's just kind of a goof and it might not be his thing.
Yeah, but if it's not his thing, then you're not getting your love language met. Like, it's a full love language to have, yeah, like, affection.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault. That's just not who he is. But you don't want to make him do it. He'll get resentful. And then she wants it, but she'll be mad she doesn't have it. Just part ways.
He needs to find somebody.
She can give him a chance. She can let him know.
She said she did all those things.
She said she did. She said she did.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. But didn't she also say, you can't change somebody. Then you're going to be unhappy anyway.
Yeah, but didn't she say she gave him affection, like, in private, he's very affectionate?
Yeah, but she wants it in public, too.
Yeah. He's treating it like a moped.
Speaking to half love language. Speaking to half of it, I guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he's treating it like a moped. You know, like, it's great when you're on vacation in Hawaii, but not when you're...
A lot of fun to ride, but you don't want your friends to see you on one.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Unless you're Gen Z. And then you love it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Have fun. We've got four tickets. Four single day general admission tickets to San Gennaro Feast at M Resort, September 17th through 21st. And as I'm looking at this and it says single day general admission tickets, and I'm thinking, what more do you need?
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, like, how VIP do you need to be at San Gennaro Feast?
Really?
This is perfect. This is amazing. So, all right. Enjoy.
Have fun.
All right. Thanks.
All right, brother. Hang on one second. God, is that him, Michaela? You got to dump him?
Yeah, dude. I think it's that black or white.
And I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me right now, because usually I'm the same way.
I'm right, like, with you, Chet. There's, like, there has to be something to fix this, but...
Yeah, but she said she already tried. And honestly, as we all get older, it's like, don't settle. Don't waste your time. He's not a bad guy. I'm not even saying he's, like, shady or anything. Just not his thing.
No.
So it's, like, all good, bro. Like, let's just nip it in the bud.
But what if that's the one negative on the list?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it'll make you crazy.
Like, what if you got 10 things and only one of them and that's it?
Well, he should have all of them.
Yeah, now you got 3 kids and the guy still won't kiss you in public. Ugh.
Because also, as a woman, I feel like if I was out with my man and he was with his friends and he wasn't showing me affection, I feel like I'd get in my head about it. I'd be like, are you not showing me affection in front of your friends because you're embarrassed? Like, I would have a hard time, like, navigating in my head why he's not showing me affection.
I got the feeling that's why she reached out.
Yeah.
And that this was kind of last straw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Well, I don't know what I'm fighting. I don't know why I'm fighting to save this. Why am I trying to save this?
Let it go, babe. Let it go.
Let it go.
Everyone, let it go, maybe, you guys.
I don't know. I'm telling you, we cleaned out Dad's truck. That thing is rusted through. Yeah. There's no saving this thing, but yet I want to try. Yeah. And I think that's good. I'm projecting.
Yeah, let it all go, babe. Let it all go.
I salute you. I like this.
New month. Time to let it go.
Told you these eclipses and whatnot that they're saying. Apparently I'm a spiritual mess.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual powder keg.
It's okay.
Right.
At least you know.
I don't know what any of it means. Hey, again, thank you to our friends at San Gennaro Feast, proud sponsors of Relationship Rehab. First sponsor for Relationship Rehab that we've had in a long time.
Yes.
San Gennaro Feast, September 17th through the 21st at the M Resort.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
No matter how many times singers will tell you this, nobody ever seems to pay attention, and they think it's not that big a deal to sing the anthem.
Oy.
But singers will tell you
It truly is one of the most difficult songs to sing, is it not?
1,000,000%. There's just so much pressure because it is the national anthem and you're up there all by yourself. No music, no pitch pipe, nothing. You're just there for a minute, a little over a minute.
No pitch pipe. I see a lot of people use pitch pipe.
Yeah, some people do. I used to, but let me rephrase that. If you forget it or you don't have one, it's even more anxiety ridden, and it happened to me this week. And so I think that's why I said it, because it was rough.
Is that what happened? So which day is this that you did Anthem, Sunday or Monday?
So Saturday. It was Saturday morning. I had hosted something really great for pickleball last year that was held at Fountain Blue.
Right.
And so they called me this year and they said, would you sing the anthem? And I was like, yeah, no problem. I am the queen of saying yes without asking any details, looking at the calendar, doing anything.
You should see my September schedule.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Yeah. But I love it. Like, I'm like, let's do it. No problem. What I didn't realize was I was singing until 1 a.m. Friday night. And then I had to be up at 7 on Saturday to sing the anthem at 9 a.m., which may not sound like a big deal, but like, I had to like scream on the way there to like wake my voice up. It didn't get a lot of sleep. So I was already feeling a little bit anxious, which is rare. I don't usually get nervous with the anthem, only because I force myself to do it 1,000,000 times. You guys, I get there. Naturally, I don't ask enough questions. I see Anna Lee Waters and Ben Johns, who I would not have been familiar with if I hadn't done it last year. But now I know they're like really amazing players.
Are they a big deal? Are they pickleball royalty?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I get there and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. I didn't ask any questions. I'm singing right in front of them. It's packed. It's filled. So I'm like, OK, I can do this. I'll just go out there and sing. I don't have my pitch pipe.
By the way, as of March 2025, she's won 148 gold medals, ranked number one in the world for doubles, mixed doubles and singles.
Mm-hmm.
She was the youngest professional pickleball player in history at age 20. Okay. And here's the thing, though. You don't give two rips about pickleball.
No.
Right?
No. It's not something that I would play, but I appreciate the sport and I appreciate Anna Lee Waters.
That she's the one.
Yeah.
She's it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the Michael Jordan of pickleball.
She's the money honey. And I'm singing right in front of her.
Is that what they call her?
No, I mean, that's what I call her.
Oh, that's what you call her. Okay.
So I realize as I'm walking out there, we're not going to have a sound check. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's all right. Then I look into my pocket. I don't have my pitch pipe, which is my little lifesaver. So I try to listen really fast on my phone to when I sang the anthem before, just to get the starting pitch.
Yeah.
I can't find the video fast enough. And they're getting ready to call my name.
And they're like, oh, yeah. Now singing the national anthem.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you're able and remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem.
Yeah.
Performed today, performed this morning at 9 freaking a.m.
I'm sweating. I could have started crying right then and there. I can't find the note. I'm humming up, down, sideways. I'm like, what is this stupid starting note? The guy hands me the microphone. I'm looking at the, what do you call it? The National Guard. They look so beautiful all the time.
The Honor Guard. The Honor Guard that comes out. Sure.
It's 9 in the morning. And I was like, girl, if you start this too high, you're going to crack. Baby girl. This is not time to risk it.
That's the importance of where you're starting. Because if you start too high.
Yeah, it's over.
Then you got to go too high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I went cross-eyed at one point. I was like trying to find how high I could go without getting too crazy. I sang it. We found the note. It wasn't the note I normally start on, but we made it through. And then I got done. Oh my God, you guys. I don't get nervous that much anymore. I got done singing. I walked off the court. I was like, thank you, everyone. I got to go home now. I've completely stressed myself out.
The longest 90 seconds of your life.
The longest 90 seconds. So when you see an anthem singer, if it's good, if it's not good, you give them a little thumbs up, okay? Because it's hard, dude. They're just doing their best.
Of the brave. And then literally she's like, just drop the mic on the ground and just run.
If I could have, I would have just sprinted out of there. But
you survived.
Yeah, I was so really excited to sing it. It was fun.
Well, thank God. A 1 in 7, doesn't matter what note you start on here, it just matters how you finish on this one.
Yeah.
A 1 in 7 shot for, okay, come in with a plan on this one. 1 in 7 shot on high, low, I want to go to Disneyland. High number right now remains
045.
Been there. It's been like that for a minute.
Yeah.
The last three guesses have been on the low end and has gotten us up to
037.
Yep. So somewhere one in seven shot coming up at 9 o'clock. Everybody stay close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
I was just telling Michaela and Adrian that the East Side's dominated the program today.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to play high low?
Well, joining us from the East Side, Adriana Godinez.
Hi, good morning. This is Adriana.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. Fired up. Well caffeinated, ready to go.
Hell
fired
yes.
up at the height of her powers, ready to do this today. Well, let me hit this music.
98.5.
I like this, and I assume you're coming in with a plan.
Oh, yeah. This is the winning number. These are tickets to take my soon-to-be grandbaby.
Oh,
love it.
I love
Four you. 2-day, one park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of our friends at Disney. Michaela, the high number?
045.
The low number?
037.
She already knows all of this, Adriana does. I'm sure of it. She knew all of it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's your guess?
039.
039, playing the edge, playing the low edge. Trying to see if she can make it happen. 039, final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah, I can't imagine you switching because she's like, I know this. Mm-hmm. I know this is it. 039er.
Nope, too low.
And again, too low.
Adriana, I'm sorry.
And again, we're
sorry. You were so sure, too.
Oh, yeah.
So sure. So sure. Okay, so what are the chances that we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning at 6?
Oh, most definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I've been trying.
So, all right. I like you. You're this exact same way at 6 o'clock in the morning, aren't you?
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. You've got to try. We'd love
thank
to talk
you
to you tomorrow morning at 6.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Have a good day. All right. We'll see you. All right. So what is it? 1 in 6 and 1 in 5. It's a 1 in 5 tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Oh, my goodness. High low. I want to go to Disneyland only on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, real quick, let's rock a good feeling story of the day, huh?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Kind of an all's well that ends well. Did you see the big controversy out of the U.S. Open over the weekend, Michaela?
No.
This guy, tennis players going by. U.S. Open's big, huge tennis tournament in New York.
Uh-huh.
This athlete, this player is going by and he's signing autographs and stuff like that. And he takes off his hat to hand it to this kid, right?
Grown man.
Okay, here's where we all got sucked in. Grown man takes hat, turns, puts it in his bag. Kids screaming and crying.
Like, what's up, dude? Oh, that guy sucked. I totally remember this story. I saw it.
Okay, and then did you also see the supposed follow-up where he said, you know, this is really a life lesson. I'm doing this kid a favor. It's really a life lesson. If you're faster, you know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for everybody who saw that, and literally, I was Googling flights to Poland to go kill this guy.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, I'm murder. I could do this.
Yeah.
And then there was a report that he had taken his own life.
Oh, there God. Was
really? Oh, yeah. And then that he had come back out and apologized. All of that was fake. Just so you know, all of it was fake. And there was some internet troll that took advantage of everybody, you know, and it worked. However, dude did come back around. He owns a paving company in Poland, and apparently he's quite successful, this guy. And of course the internet did what the internet does and identified him within like 3 hours.
1,000%.
And people have totally like left bad reviews about his business.
Yeah, good.
You know, doing all this stuff. He did say, you should know, the player got word of it. He didn't really realize what was happening at the time. The player got word of it, met with the kid, and gave him more swag than he could have ever gotten in his life.
Love it.
You know what I mean? It took care of him on that end. The guy who took the hat said, he said it was a serious mistake. I would like to unequivocally apologize to the boy who was harmed, his family, as well as all the fans and the player himself. In the emotions, in the crowd's joy after the victory, I was convinced that the tennis player was handing the cap in my direction for my sons who had earlier asked for autographs. I got to be honest. I went back and looked at you. Oh boy, are you too skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
You're both
not buying it.
Forget this, dude.
If he's going to frame it up that way, if he thought that maybe because earlier his kids had asked for autographs and got turned down, and that maybe the guy was handing. The only thing that is like, well, why would the other kid be screaming at you? And why wouldn't you?
Now, I watched it so many times. That the guy was, the tennis player was clearly handing it to the little boy. That dad knew what he was doing. He snatched it so quick. And even if he did snatch it, thinking it was for his kid, yeah, the point that you were just making, the little boy screaming, as a daddy could have been like, oh, bro, sorry, I thought this was...
As a father.
Just sucked. Yeah.
He does it. But to his credit, he says it is a painful but necessary lesson in humility for me. He is a big sponsor of tennis in Poland, and he is, and I believe he is one of the sponsors of that guy, which might be another reason why he kind of thought that,
oh, well, like,
he's handing me a hat.
Swag. If you're a sponsor of this guy, back off. No, that did not make it better for me.
I was hoping to make it good feeling story of the day as well that ends well. But yeah, I may have misjudged.
Tui's fired, then we'll be happy.
Every once in a while you miss, you know, this is that day.
Yeah.
They can't all be, I mean, we can try, but you know, I'm just not it.
This isn't on you, Chet. It's on this CEO guy. He needs to get cold played like the other guy and get fired. Get out of here, guy.
Man. And to your point, the little boy did get more swag than he could have ever wanted. So
this plays perfectly into my hands. This does play perfectly into my hands. Kids, it's a cold world out there, as evidenced by my partners, who I love and respect and honor their viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the good feeling stories of the day exist, to put a little bit of love and warmth in a cold, hard, nasty, unforgiving world.
Yeah.
Adrian. And,
and save me, Michaela.
I love you guys. And Michaela.
Not
this time. Other times, maybe. Not this time.
Yeah, listen, kids, we got your back. That's a good story of the day.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
That's it. Just know that there's good out there in the world. And also just know that if you've ever been wronged, sometimes one of us, sometimes all of us, sometimes two out of the three of us, but at some point, somebody will fight to the death for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.